the problems for dairy farmers who are taking large reductions for prices in their milk. Big processors Murray Goulburn and Fonterra announced the price cuts that seem to be retrospective, creating turmoil for the industry. I caught up with Dairy Australia's John Droffitt to find out more.
The last couple of days have been fairly exciting, in the least, I suppose, for people in the dairy industry. Could you explain why the pricing issue has come to a head right now?
Well, exciting is one word for it. We've really seen a combination of factors that have caught up with some of the bigger processors in the in the export focused regions of Australia. So the guys that are selling big volumes of milk powder and cheese and products like that, and really the market has been very soft internationally for quite some months now, and the sort of farm gate prices that companies like Murray Goulburn thought that they might be able to achieve with commodity sales, the sales have fallen away for some of those products, and so we've really seen we've seen them adjust their farm gate prices downwards to reflect that revenue that's not coming in, and so that's fairly late in the production season for many farmers, and so hence the surprise and shock from some of those.
It's a fairly hefty cut, though, isn't it?
It is a fairly substantial cut, and from $5.60 a kilo milk solids as an average down to closer to $5, and that's an average across the season. So condensed into the last few months of the year, that's a fairly substantial adjustment.
Why have the industry left it so late, do you think?
They had projections for what they expected sales to be, and by their account of events, it was only recently that their sales figures were coming in, and they compared those against budget and realised that there was a pretty big gap opening up there, and so that's why they've reacted the way they have. In case of some of the other smaller companies, their supply is very much contingent on matching Murray Goulburn in milk price, and so if they, in many cases, if they don't match Murray Goulburn, the farmers will go to Murray Goulburn because Murray Goulburn's is the farmer-owned cooperative, and they'll pick up just about any milk that is sold to them. We have a situation in the Australian industry where in the southern states, Murray Goulburn is the price setter for for the farm gate market.
And how will Australian dairy farmers cope with this? I asked Deputy President of United Dairy Farmers Victoria, John Versteden, how big an issue this farm gate price change is.
It's a pretty significant issue. The reality of it is, effectively, most farmers will be producing milk for the last 2 months of the year for next to nothing, effectively having to repay an overpayment for the previous 10 months, which is unprecedented, realistically.
So this is kind of a retrospective price change, is it?
Yeah, it is, exactly. It's quite unethical.
And it's a bit unusual in commercial practice. How is it happening that they can actually change the price retrospectively?
That's a really good question. I guess the reality of it is the balance sheet from the company's perspective wasn't ever going to work. So the easiest thing is to take it off the suppliers that supply the raw product. And farmers tend to be the end of the supply chain, so that's where it comes from.
And is there a number of farmers that are sort of at the end of their rope as far as this is concerned? Is it going to put the end to their dairy farming careers?
Look, it's certainly going to test the patience and resilience of some operations. At this point in time, it's probably a little bit difficult to know because the announcement that's happened is one issue. The next announcement that's going to be pretty important is what the opening price for the ongoing season is. And until we've got that information, it will be really difficult for people to make informed decisions about where their business needs to sit going forward.
The dairy industry's really been hit with market forces beyond their control, haven't they?
Yeah, and we do operate in a world environment. I think the issue with this has been that if the price was too high, that if we had have known about it a lot earlier, I mean, the dairy industry's been really good at dealing with adversity and low prices in the past, as long as we can plan around it. What's made it really difficult is when it's actually taken away without any notice, like this has been, and people are already committed to certain cost structures that they can't pull out of.
Barnaby Joyce has issued a statement which seems to indicate he's looking for bipartisan support for some sort of a support package for farmers. What do you think they would need?
It's probably early days. I mean, the reality of it is that the big gap that's out there is going to be a huge hole in cash flows. I think on the average farm it's going to be probably in the order of $100,000 a year, for this year. It depends on who you supply and which company and how much that level of reduction has been. To be honest, I suppose it's more about giving farmers some support and some surety going forward around, in northern Victoria, for example, around water issues, and also some support around interest rate support, etc., to make sure that if they've got to borrow money to get through this, that can actually be done and not create a more volatile situation, I guess.
I asked John Droffitt whether the China market is the reasons behind the latest problems in the dairy industry.
China's a big part of it, not so much in recent months. We have started to see some recovery in the Chinese market, but we've got some pretty big other issues too, in particular the Russian embargoes kicking on, and that's a huge indirect problem that's pushed a lot of European product onto Southeast Asian, Chinese, Japanese markets. And those European sellers are selling it, delivering at prices that are pretty hard to sell from, out of Melbourne here. So big issues there, and also the low oil price has kept a lot of Middle Eastern countries pretty quiet. They're big dairy importers a lot of the time, and so that's added into the equation as well.
And so, what can you see in the future? What's going to be a sort of a stimulus to the market that you can see on the horizon?
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's a commodity market. Ultimately, even the value added products do link back to commodity prices. In some way, shape, or form. And at the moment, that commodity market's oversupplied.
John Droffitt there, ending that report.